over the rest of the programme to David Vaughan and Patricia Goodson. Yes, it's this month's edition of our music programme here on Radio Prague, Encore.
Hello and a very warm welcome to Encore. I'm David Vaughan.
And I'm Patricia Goodson.
And that music that we've just been hearing sounded vaguely familiar, but I can't quite place it, Patricia.
Well, it could be the Czech text that's throwing you. It's actually an Irish folk song, and in fact some kind of battle song, but it's arranged by Dvořák. And it's one of two Irish folk songs he arranged for chorus. And we find it on a new 3-CD set containing Dvořák's complete choruses and duets on the Brilliant label.
Well, it didn't sound much like a battle song to me, but it was rather lovely. And I see that he arranged not only Irish folk songs, but also Russian and Lithuanian songs. Mm-hmm. And we don't hear that much of his vocal music, do we? But I gather that his Dvořák's choral music really did help him in his career in his early days, didn't it?
Yeah, it kind of put him on the map. He was, as a young man, he sent these Moravian duets he had written to Vienna as part of a competition for an Austrian state stipendium. And Brahms was on the selection committee, and he was already extremely influential. And these pieces made such a good impression on him that he kept them and sent them, without Dvořák knowing about it, to Brahms' own publisher, Simrock. And Simrock accepted them for publication and went further and commissioned the Slavonic dances.
None other than the famous Slavonic dances.
Yes.
So thus Dvořák's great career was launched. So let's listen to one of these Moravian duets, Holub na Javorze, literally dove in the maple tree, but which is translated here as forsaken. That was Antonín Dvořák's Holub na Javorze, or Dove on the Maple Tree, as it translates, from his Moravian Duets, Opus 32.
And that was lovely. I think we have time to listen to some more of his choral music. Here's another piece called Žál, from Three Male Choruses on Folk Text, Opus 43.
Antonín Dvořák's Žal from his Three Male Choruses, Opus 43. Now, Žal actually means sorrow, but I think that song sounds anything but sorrowful. I think it's really full of the joys of spring. It yes. was the Prague Singers there, led by Stanislav Mister, and that CD is on the Brilliant label.
Well, there's a sad bit coming up in that song, but we didn't have time to play the whole piece, unfortunately. In fact, now we need to move on to something different. So not long ago, we did a special show honoring Mozart on the 250th anniversary of his birth. And we mentioned that at his funeral in Prague, which was attended by thousands, unlike in Vienna, a requiem by a man named Rösler Rossetti was performed.
And so you've actually brought us some music by Rösler Rossetti today, haven't you, so that we can hear it. Who was he?
Well, it turns out he was yet another Czech-born musician who made his life in the wider world. And in fact, he called himself Antonio Rossetti instead of his given name, which was Anton or Antonín Rösler. He was born about 1750, which is the year of Bach's death, in Litoměřice, and he worked in Germany, mainly at the court of Count Ettingen Wallerstein. And apropos of absolutely nothing, some of our listeners might know the Schloss or Castle Wallenstein for the Lipizzan stallions.
Yes, so the horses. So they don't have much to do with the music, but it's a nice little bit of information by the way there. And I see that he's got his own website. The International Rossetti Society is at www.rossetti, that's with one S and two T's, .de. And that in Germany there is an annual festival devoted to his music.
Yes, at the various castles where he worked. And he was quite a success in his day. So let's hear some of the music. This is the opening of his symphony in G minor, which is written about a year before Mozart wrote his own celebrated G minor symphony.
That was the opening of the first movement of Antonio Rossetti, or Anton, or Antonín Rösler's Symphony in G minor, as performed there by the Pratum Integrum Orchestra from Moscow.
And now let's go back even further in time with a new recording from the Prague Chamber Singers called Bohemian Vespers, which features music by a number of lesser-known Czech-born church composers.
And, as you probably know, Vespers are the evening prayer service in the Roman Catholic Church, and the Prague Chamber Singers have stitched together a concert version of Vespers using pieces from various sources, including some works, such as instrumental sonatas, that would not ordinarily be found in a church or monastic Vesper service.
But one piece that would always be included is the Magnificat, which is the Song of Mary. And here we have the Magnificat set to music by Father Alberic Mazák, a Cistercian monk born in Ratibor, Silesia, which is part of the Czech lands, who lived from 1609 until 1661, composing copiously all the while. Let's hear a bit of that now.
Father Alberic Mazák's Magnificat, performed by the Prague Chamber Singers on a new disc entitled Bohemian Vespers. And we'll also play out the rest of the programme with that. I hope there'll be time to hear a bit more. And that's all we have for today from the programme. But if you would like to contact us, well, our address, as always, is Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic. Or you can send us an email to english@radio.cz. And if you'd like to find out more about the CDs we mentioned, or the performers and the composers, you can find the programme on our website in both text and sound on www.radio.cz. But
for the time being,
from me, David Vaughan.
And me, Patricia Goodson.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.